Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Makot Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, about to take a look at two Mishnayot together, the third and fourth Mishnayot of the third Perek, continuing with our list of those violations for which you get Makot. Ha'ochel Bikurim Ad Shelo Kara Aleihem. Remember, when you bring Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, there are two mitzvot. There's mitzvah of Hava'at Bikurim, and in many cases, but not all, a mitzvah of mikra bikurim, of making the declaration, higadati ayom, etc., etc., arami oved aviv, ayod mitzrayma, etc., etc. And so if the kohen eats from the bikurim before the kriya has been done, you get makot. We'll see that that is not a consensus. We'll see what the makor is for that. Kodshei kodashim chutz laklaim. Chutz laklaim here is a borrowed phrase from Shiloh. It really means chutz la'azara. But if a Kohen would eat Chatat V'Yasham outside of the Azara, Kodashim Kalim U'Ma'aser Sheni, supplies to anybody, Chutz L'Choma, eating them outside of the city of Yerushalayim. And in the next podcast, we will investigate more about this component. Hashover Ta'atzam Pesach HaTahor, if you take a regular Korban Pesach and break a bone, Harezo L'Karabayim. However, Aval HaMotir B'Tahor, if you leave a Korban Pesach over and violate notar, since there's no action involved, vashover betamei, or if you break a bone of a Pesach, which is not viable, not edible, because it's tamei, then eino lo k'arba'im, because the prohibition is, as Rashi points out, only the Pesach tahor, and that's dealt with in the second half of Masechet Pesachim, and we will not deal with it in our Gemara. Now, this Mishnah should look very familiar. We've already analyzed it. It's really borrowed from Chulin Perek Yud Bet. And again, we've dealt with this in Totem. The Gemara. This Stam Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Akiva. Anytime you hear Zudivrei, you know that Chachamim disagree. That the only thing that's me'akev for bikurim is when you place the basket down. At that point, the kohen can eat from it. If he does, there is no violation. Kriya in makevot bahen. And the best argument for that would be there are many cases, and we'll see a couple of them in the next podcast, where you do not do kriya. For instance, if you only own two trees in the property, and you don't really have land, if you're not Petropos or Shaliach, there's a whole long list of circumstances, or if you're maybe Bikurim after Sukkot, before Hanukkah, there's no Mikra Bikurim, so therefore it's hard to say that Kriya is Me'akev. Now, Volema Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Stimta, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan identify the author as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? The answer, as we'll see in a minute, that he's the author of that approach. Hakamashman Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon Sferla. He's trying to teach us something extra, which is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva happens to agree with him about this. Now, my Rabbi Shimon, and this will be the focus of this entire session, is Rabbi Shimon's exegesis on Pasuk 1, the Tanya. Now notice he starts at the end of the Pasuk, and this is a whole list of things which must be brought to the Makom. U'trumat yadecha. What's trumat yadecha? Elu bikurim. It's a reference to bikurim. I'm Rabbi Shimon, mavazel amdenu. What is this coming to teach? Im lo'ochlan chutz l'choma. If it's saying you can't eat them outside of the choma, you have to eat them inside Yerushalayim, and if you're a Kohen, kal v'chomer ma'aser hakal. Bikurim are more severe than ma'aser sheni, and ma'aser hakal, ochlan chutz l'choma lokeh, if you eat them outside of Yerushalayim lokeh, as we saw in our Mishnah, but it's in this Pasuk, bikurim lokol shekeh, and certainly bikurim. So halabakatuv, ela lochel bikurim ha'shelo kara lehen shu lokeh. It must be that this Pasuk, that this prohibition of trumat yadecha is not there to say you can't eat them outside of the city, because that's kal v'chomer from ma'aser. It must be something else, which is the prohibition of eating, the Kohen eating from them, before Mikra Bikurim. So now we see Rabbi Shimon's the author of that. Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that Rabbi Kiva agrees with him. Now, Nidvotecha, the phrase before that in the Pasuk, Zutodah Ushlamim, because these are things that can be brought as a voluntary offering. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon, Barzalam Din, what's it coming to teach? Im Lochlan Chutz L'Choma, if to teach you can't eat Korbanot outside of the Choma, Kavachom Maaser, that's certainly a Kavachomer. To tell you that if you ate from this animal before Zirkat Tamim, you're loket. So in other words, he's expanding it further. U'v'chorot, so earlier than that says b'chorot, z'abachor, that's the b'chor of behema. Shem bazal l'mdeinu, im lochan chutz l'choma, k'vachom ma'aser. If ne'zirkat, k'vachom, it's a cascading k'vachomer. So It's certainly more severe than maaser, so you know you can't eat outside of the city. It's certainly more severe than todah ushlamim, as we'll see why. So therefore, we already know you can't eat lifnei zrika. To teach that even if you ate from the Bechor after Zrikat Tamim, if you are not a Kohen, if you're a Zar, you get Makot. Now, it says Bechorot Bekarcha V'Tzonecha. He is splitting it up and saying Bekarcha V'Tzonecha is a reference to Chatat V'Yasham. And why is that? Because Chatat V'Yasham typically come Minatzon, but under certain circumstances they can come also from the herd. We got that covered. If nezrika kavuchom mitorah ushlamim, obviously because these are kochi kochi, they're more chamur. Im leachar zrika kavuchom mibuchor, because again they're kochi kochi, so they're more severe. So you already know you can't eat them outside of the choma. You can't eat them lifnei zrika, and you can't even eat them if you're a zar laachar zrika. Ambalam katuv elo laochav bechatat vasham afilu achar zrika chutz leklaim. It must be for a kohen eating them outside of the Azara, Shulokat. Alright, and that's also in our Mishnah. Now, Nidarecha, Zu Ola, because that's something you typically would take a Nidar, Haray Alay Ola, if you would say it that way. Amr Bishimon, Ma Mazalam Denu, Im Lochlan Chutz Lachoma, Kalachom Maaser. If it's talking about outside of the Choma, if Kalachom Maaser, Im Fezrika, Kalachom Torah Shlomim, Im Lacharzrika, Kalachom Mechor, because Ola, we assume, is the most chamur of them all. Because it's all burned up. Im chutz laklaim kal chomer mechatat v'yasham. Because it's more chamur. Haba lo akatuv ela lo ochel min ha'olah lachar zrika afilu bifnim. If you eat from an olah at all, even inside the beitam, inside the azara, even after zrika, you're not allowed to eat from an olah. Shulokeh. So now we find out you get makot for that. So amarava Dilida ime kabshimon teled. If you're going to have give birth to someone like kabshimon, vilo lo teled. Meaning he was just saying this in sort of a overkill fashion, but Rabbi Shimon's amazing. He was so blown away by this exegesis. Now that is the end of the bright and Rava's comment on it. Now the alpha gav dilu pircha. The reality is every one of these kabachomers could be busted, but we'll see in the end why Rava praised them anyways. Now let's go through the busts. My chumr de bikurim maser. Why do you think bikurim are chumur maser? Shekein asurim lezarim. Because bikurim can't be eaten by a non-kohen. Adav maser chumur. Maser is more severe. Shekein asur la'onein. That somebody who's an avil can't eat maser. And according to Rabbi Shimon, within whose context we're looking at this, an onein may eat bikurim. And why do you think Todah Ushlamim is more chamur maaser? Because they go on the mizbeach. You have to put the dam on, you have to put the imuri in the parts of the animal that aren't eaten. Adrab maaser chamur, shkentunim kesef tzura. Let's say your Todah Ushlamim became nifsal, balmum. How do you redeem it? With anything. Redeem it on wheat, redeem it on gold, redeem it on jewelry. Doesn't matter. Anything of value. But Maaser Sheni has to be redeemed on coins that are minted. So there's a chumra. Umay chumra de Bechor mitodo shlomim. Why is Bechor more chumra than todo shlomim in our next cascading kavachomer? Shken kudush atomi rechem. Because Bechor is kadosh from birth. You don't choose it. Adraba todo shlomim chumurim shken tun in smicha. You have to do smicha na toda. Nesachim. You have to bring the wine libations with it and the mincha. And chazei v'shok. Plus you have to lift up the chazev shok and give it to the kohanim. So you see, Torah Shlomim more chamur. Umaychum in the chatat v'asham b'chor. And why do you think chatat v'asham more chamur b'chor? Shken kochet kochim. That's pretty easy. Ado b'chor chamur shken kushatom rechem. The fact that it's kadosh rechem is a chumur. Also, the fact that it again, you didn't get to choose the b'chor. It's kadosh from the get go. Umaychum in the olam chatat v'asham. We assume that olah is more chamur than all of them. Shken kalil because it's all burned up. Adarab, chatat v'yasham chamiri, why? Shekein machapri, then bring kapara. V'chulu chamir miola. By the way, all of these things are more chamur than all, meaning b'chor and Torah Shalom and chatat v'yasham, or more chamur than ola. She'it bo ushtei achilot. It's eaten by people and the mizbeach, and ola is only eaten by the mizbeach, and is returning kalil into a kula. The fact that it's all burned up makes it less severe because it's only eaten by the mizbeach. So every one of these things has a pircha. So Rabbi Shimon's entire structure is built on kalim v'chamurim, that each one of them could be turned inside out. So El Maida Lida Ime Karbi Shimon. So why does Rava praise him so much? To Lamaida Sphira Leila Diday, based on his own reasoning, Masari Slay the Krava Dari Slay. What he did was he turned the Pasuk inside out. He started from the end and went backwards in order to generate this system. That's what was so brilliant about him. But now there's a fundamental problem with Rabbi Shimon, which is v'chimazir min adin. How can you create an isur out of a kal v'chomer? Afilo l'mandam our own shimon adin. There is an opinion that says you can give an onesh min adin. If you're going to get karet for sleeping with your maternal sister and a karet for sleeping with paternal sister, then we know you're going to get karet for sleeping with your full sister. Fine. But en mazir min adin, but everybody agrees that en mazir min adin, you can't generate an isser out of a kal v'chomer. So how could Rabbi Shimon say, we already know you can't eat bikurim outside of the choma, kal v'chomer maiser, so therefore the Torah can't be saying that. So the Torah must be saying it to tell you you can't eat from bikurim before kriya and all of the others. You can't generate such an isser. The answer is isur ba'alma. That Rabbi Shimon meant in this whole exegesis was, it's just also, but there's no makot. Rava said, based on Rav Shimon's exegesis, if a Zar eats from a Korban Ola before Zrikat Damim outside of Yerushalayim, he gets five sets of Makot. And he really means five Makot. No, Chamisha Yisurin Havi. It just means there's five Yisurin, but no Makot. But in our Mishnah, where we really are listing Makot, we said that one of the things you get Makot for is Bikurim before Kriya. And that really means makot. So Rabbi Shimon clearly, I mean, assigned to Rabbi Shimon, clearly, Rabbi Shimon clearly means really makot. Elakrayate Rahu, the answer is that our entire Pasuk 1 is extra. Mech dektiv, it says in Pasuk 2. Look at the page. Vaveta sham, it's vavetim sham. And b'chorot b'karchem, etc., all the things you bring. And then the next Pasuk says, ve'achalta lifnei Adonai le'achal makom, and you eat these things before Hashem. So the Torah already said, you gotta do this. Lichto rachmana lo tuchal ochlam. So why doesn't the Torah just say in Pasuk 1, you can't eat any of those things? Why list them all? Me'adam yifarish b'hum rachmana lamali. So why does the Torah then go and give the itemized list? Elo liyichude lahu lavi l'chochad b'chad. It's there to give a separate lav for each one. A lav for Bikurim, and a lav for Olah, and a lav for Chatav Hashem. And therefore, since we already knew all of those prohibitions, therefore it must be something that we didn't know, which is based on this kal v'chomer. So now we can do mezir min adin. Okay, the one last thing we're going to take a look at in this podcast is Rava's comment that we saw just on the previous amud. I'm a Rava. Zar shacham na'ola lefnei zrika chutz l'choma lo Rabbi Shimon lo kechamesh. What are the five? First thing is that he's a zar, eating something that is out of bounds for him. Second thing is he's eating from an ola. Third thing is he's eating lefnei zrika. Fourth thing is eating outside of the klayim. And fifth, he's eating outside of the choma. In Parshat Tetzaveh, it says, a zar may not eat of those things that belong to the Kohen. The answer is, that Yisr only applies to things that Kohanim may eat and non-Kohanim may not. The Kohanim here are not allowed to eat this either, so it's not in the Parsha. This is also considered a trefa. Why? Because it's basadeh. What's basadeh? Anytime basar leaves its framework, and the framework of an ola is inside, therefore it becomes asur like basadeh, like a trefa. The answer is again, that's only something that you're allowed to eat inside. But since you can't even eat this inside, then there's no isur. Eliezer has a drasha. Eliezer lo yochal ki kodesh heim. That a czar is not allowed to eat chatat v'yasham, he kodesh him. Kol sheba kodesh pasul, what's his drasha? Anything that becomes pasul ba kodesh, pakatul iten lo tasel l'chilato. There's a law for eating it. The answer is again, hanimi yedechad kodem psul lochazi, something that before its psul was edible. Kodem psul lo nami lochazi, and all it was never edible. The last one is lukinami ki idech rabbeleezer. Rabbeleezer is another drasha. Tan rabbeleezer mer kol shu kalil. Yeah, anything that's called Khalil, anything it says it has to go up to Hashem, litain lo tasel achilato. There's a law of eating from something that's Khalil. And this Olah is Khalil, it's all to Hashem. The answer is Enachinami, you're right, there is. V'Rava mehai krakama. Rava, that's his source for saying that there's makot for eating an Olah at all, is exactly from here. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with further analysis of this, and then we'll go back to Bikurim in the next podcast, but in the meantime, I should have a wonderful day.